As usual, we're all here gathered to listen to a Dharma talk. And the topic for today is, can we prevent the effects of bad karma from ripening? And the speaker is a well-known personality, I suppose, who needs no further instruction. So let's call upon our Chief Reverend, K. Sri Dharmananda, to give us a talk on this topic.
Sorry for the delay. I had to attend a memorial service conducted in honor of Venerable Pai Shen, who passed away in Taiwan. So this subject, the karma that we commit during our lifetime, still many people do not know whether we can overcome or sustain or eradicate certain karmas committed by us. If not, it is compulsory. That means no one can escape without paying the consequences of the karmas that we have committed. There are three things that the Buddha has rejected in his teaching. They were very age-old beliefs. These three things, everything that which exists in this universe are created by a supernatural living being. This belief is very strong today, even in those days. The Buddha rejected this belief. Second belief is, all our pleasant and unpleasant experience that we are facing today are due to our good and bad karmas that we have committed during our previous birth. The Buddha rejected this belief also. All those things which we like or not, pleasant or unpleasant, favorable or unfavorable, all these occurrences take place due to any causes, coincidental. The Buddha rejected this belief also. Now remember these three theories. The Buddha is the only religious teacher who rejected these three beliefs. I repeat, everything that which exists in this universe was created by a supernatural being. The Buddha said no. All our pleasant and unpleasant experiences that we are facing in our day-to-day life are due to our previous karma. The Buddha says no. If not, all these occurrences, incidents, pleasant and unpleasant things take place without any reason, without any causes. The Buddha says no. Here we have to pick up only one item, karma. That means the other religions that which existed during the Buddha's time also believe that we are the puppets or at mercy of our previous karma. The Buddha analyzed this and explained certain incidents, but not all, certain pleasant and unpleasant experiences we experience due to our previous karma, but not all. Aditya, the Buddha said. He said, there are many other causes, not only karma. There are many other causes, not only God. Imbalance of elements and energies in this world is one of the main causes. We are experiencing so many uneasy, unpleasant, unhappy incidents because of this imbalance of the elements and energies. Then our own behavior, our own way of thinking, our own character, our daily routine are responsible for many of those pleasant or unpleasant experiences, not only our previous karmas. Our temperaments, our moods, our attitudes are responsible for many of our experiences, good or bad. Now that is why the Buddha says, our previous karma is not the only cause. There are so many other causes. And those who do not believe in karma, those who do not believe in God, depend on these other forces or causes. So, the main subject this morning is this. Whether we can overcome or whether we can escape. If not, we can eradicate completely the bad effects of the karmas committed by us. If we say that there is nobody to forgive our sins, there is nobody to save us from suffering, there is nobody to eradicate our bad karmas, then we feel some sort of insecurity, feeling, or loneliness, that there is nobody to attend to us. Then the other religionists take the advantage. They can say very easily, so according to your religion, you have no God who can forgive your sins. And your religion also teaches that you cannot escape from the bad effects of your bad karma. But according to our religion, they say, there is a God who can forgive your sin, who can save you. Naturally, you prefer that religion. Whether it is right or wrong is not the important thing here. What you need is to escape from your bad karma. If another religion come and promise, then you prefer that religion. Now let us define what is karma. First we can divide into two groups. Karma means ordinary karmas, good and bad. Karma patha, very heavy karma, that means completed all the available factors to commit a bad karma. Without completing all the available factors, we also create karmas. But they are not very heavy and easy to escape from them. But when you have done this, by fulfilling all the necessary factors, that particular karma become very heavy karma, not so easy to overcome or to escape. Now let me define. Take only one item, then you can understand the rest. The act of killing. We know it is a bad karma. We commit a sin by destroying a life. The way how Buddha has defined, analyzed this, he says there must be five factors for us to complete in order to become a heavy karma. What are those five? There must be another living being in this world. If I am the only one in this world, I cannot commit that. there must be another living being. That is the first one. Second one, I must know that this living being is alive, got life. I must know that. Because there are certain living beings that we cannot identify whether there is life or not, whether dead or not. If we do not know that there is life, we cannot commit this karma. We may destroy that life if we are not aware of that there is life, we cannot commit that bad karma. I know there is a life. This is the second factor. Third one is, I must create the idea, implant this in my mind, that I want to kill. This idea of killing must appear in my mind. Without creating this idea, I may beat or do something else, but never thought that I want to kill. But in the process of my beating, the other person may die. I have not completed the third factor, since I have not polluted my mind thinking that I want to kill. So when you walk, when you drive your motor car, when you burn certain things, you may kill enormous living beings. But you never create the idea. Your act of walking or act of burning or driving is to kill others. So you cannot create that particular bad karma, although many other living beings may die because of your driving or walking or burning or digging. Third one. Fourth one, simply by creating this idea that I want to kill, I cannot complete this. I have to adapt some sort of method, either by shooting or cutting or stabbing, if not poisoning. There must be some sort of method. Now that is the fourth one. So we have gone up to the fourth item. There is another living being. I knew there is life in this living being. I have created the idea that I want to kill, and I have adopted a method to kill. Completed four factors. But that living being did not die. But I have completed all the other four. So this act of killing that I have created in my mind cannot become a heavy bad karma, because the last one is not completed. If that one is completed, then all the five factors are completed. Then this will become a heavy karma, that is called karma patha. Not so easy to overcome. But there are many other karmas that we commit without doing anything, without uttering even one word, simply by creating the ideas in our mind. Through our mental pollution, we create bad karma. But these karmas are not very heavy. By creating more and more heavy good karmas, we will be able to overcome them, postpone or suspend. If not, distinguish or evaporate or disappear. During our lifetime, we say within one day, within 24 hours, enormous good and bad karmas that we accumulate through our mind, word, and action. If you can accumulate, there may be few thousands or millions, because every thought can create karma, either good karma or bad karma. When you develop your hatred towards another person, at that time you create bad karma, not bad karma, you create karma. That karma is bad, not good one. When you worry for something, that mental pollution creates a bad karma. When you develop a strong craving towards something with selfish ideas, that thoughts create bad karma. When you use harsh words, vulgar or wicked words to hurt others' feelings, every word creates bad karma. When you do something with selfishness, with anger or jealousy or grudge, you create bad karma. So now you can imagine how many kinds of bad karma that we commit every day in our day-to-day life. But all these karmas are not very heavy. If we haven't got enough good karmas to support us, to protect us, then those karmas, those bad karmas get the chance to attack us, affect. Then the belief that we can get rid of the effect of the bad karmas by praying to a God, by praying to a Buddha or Bodhisattva, not accepted by the Buddha. It is not in the Buddha's teaching. It is impossible according to the Buddha. You cannot get rid of the effect by worshipping or praying or offering. You cannot get rid of the effect by performing religious rites and rituals and sacrifices. This belief also very common. By performing various kinds of sacrifices in the name of God, people believe they can wash away their sins, but rejected by the Buddha. Again, still there are some people who believe by torturing their physical body, burning, or cutting and poking here and there, or starving without taking food, they can wash away the sins committed by them. This belief also rejected by the Buddha. He says, your physical body is not responsible for the bad deeds that you have committed. Your mind is responsible, not the body. So by torturing this physical body, you never gain anything. Then some others, taking holy bath in certain holy places, still they maintain this. And using some sort of talismans and mantras for recitals, the Buddha says impossible. Now you can understand how he has rejected many of those existing beliefs amongst various religious groups. Now then, what is the Buddhist method? There must be some sort of solution, because we are ignorant. We are leading worldly life. Worldly life, married life, household life, to do business, cultivation, to deal with the public, You must have some sort of technique for your personal gain. So all these techniques that you adopt are not very honest, not respectable. Then bluffing, swindling, smuggling, cheating, all these activities become very common. This is the nature of worldly life. An honest man, very kind-hearted person, when he is going to deal with the public, always get into trouble. Become very soft ground for others to dig. Then others know how to take advantage of such kind-hearted, honest people. So what will happen? Later, they also become cunning, selfish, and very stubborn. That means because of others, having seen that others are like this, they also change their way of life. This is the nature of worldly life. Those who cannot agree with this way of life, in the end, decide to renounce. After this renunciation, there is no competition. Not necessary to have bluffing, swindling, cheating. Not necessary to have jealousy, selfishness, anger. Can keep away from all these things. Can keep away from such worldly life. But in your case, although you are trying to be religious, to be good, it is a very big battle. So your duty is try as much as possible that you can. Don't try to go to extremes. If you try to go to extremes to be a religious person, your way of life can become nuisance to others. If you are going to associate with others. The Buddha started his mission with middle path. Start with middle path. Go through the middle path. Then, gradually, step by step, you can go on developing, cultivating, according to your knowledge and understanding and maturity and age and experiences. Then, still I did not give the answer to this question, whether we can overcome certain bad karmas committed by us. If it is possible, then what is the method? So just now I told you, we don't believe that God can take away our sin. It is impossible. We don't believe worshipping, praying to anybody that we can. We don't believe by performing rites and rituals we can get rid of this. We don't believe by reciting mantras or charms or black magic that we can get rid of this. Then what is the method? In Dhammapada, there's a saying, Yocha pubve pamajjitva vachya sona pamajjati soimang lokang pabhaseti abha mutto chandima. Due to our ignorance, misunderstanding, or wrong concept, we may commit evil deeds or bad karma. Later, when we come to know, when we realize, all those activities that we have committed are wrong. They are bad karma. So this realization appeared later. Now then the Buddha says, you should not create frustrations or disappointment. Example he given, He has given this.
So imam lokam prabhaseti abba mutto chandima. Chandima means moon. And the moon is covered by the dark cloud. We won't get the moonlight. So that period is just like the time that we are committing bad deeds. Our minds are clouded. That is why we commit bad deeds. When the dark clouds are no more to obstruct the moonlight, again we get the brightness. So in the same way, by realizing the things that I have committed are wrong, they are bad karma, then determine not to repeat, not to commit such bad deeds, then the dark clouds around the minds also, then a realization, brightness, understanding appear in the mind, just like the moon. From that day onward, you change your way of life. There are two ways for you to overcome the effects of the bad karmas. One method is by performing more and more good deeds or good karmas from that day onward. Second method is by reducing your hatred, anger, jealousy, selfishness from your mind. And the mind becomes pure and pure and pure. Then the good karmic result also increase the degree. The bad karmas that you have committed earlier become weaker and weaker. And the good karmas become stronger and stronger and stronger. Then, as long as you live, you can maintain some sort of hopes and confidence because of your good deeds and some sort of purity in your mind. After your death, again you get the chance to be born in a good position or conditions, although the bad effect of the karma still remain, but no chance to come forward, no chance to affect, no chance to interrupt you, but remain dormant. When the good karma started to reduce, going on reducing, 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 that means you neglect your duties. Then those hidden bad karmas again get the chance. This is the uncertainty in our life. That is why the Buddha advised us, very strongly he advised us, it is not so easy for you to maintain this life after life. How many times can you maintain this? Uncertainty is there. That means every day you have to accumulate certain degrees of good karmas. Otherwise, the accumulated bad karmas get the chance to affect you. On the other hand, every day we are also going committing certain bad karmas. Otherwise, we cannot live in this world. So going on accumulating, accumulating, accumulating. You could not escape from certain bad deeds. Doing bad things, committing evil deeds, and disturbing, bluffing, and interrupting, harming others, are very common. Very easily we can commit. But to do some service to others, to sacrifice for the benefit of others, to maintain kindness and honesty in our mind, are not so easy. We have to learn and think and determine and understand, and there are many things we had to do earlier to do some good service. But to do bad thing, there is nothing to learn. Naturally, by birth, if more children, they learn all the dirty things. But good things, very hard for them to learn. And this is the nature of early life. That is why our religious knowledge is important. Then, there are certain heavy karmas, just now I mentioned. Although you accumulated certain good karmas, still the bad karmas can influence your life. Since you have completed all the factors, again, we can divide all our karmas into three groups. The effect, good and bad effect that experience only within this lifetime, but not hereafter. The nature of these good and bad karmas is such, we cannot carry the effect to our next life. No power. If we did not experience the effect, all those karmas disappear. Cannot carry, they become powerless. What is the reason? The reason is the mentality, the nature of our mind. Mental activities in our mind at that time when we have committed this. Experience, good and bad results only within this life. Then, certain karmas, good and bad, both, we can experience the effect only in the next birth, not within this life. After our death, when rebirth takes place in that particular place, we experience good and bad results. The reason is, so when we have committed this particular bad karma or good karma, the nature of our mind that we maintain at that time. Can you understand the meaning of this word, the nature of the mind? When we do certain things, we develop, we use either anger or jealousy or grudge or ill will or ignorance, if not greed, selfishness. So the effect also we experience according to the nature of our mind at that time. Again, how far we have increased our anger to do this? How many degrees we have increased our hatred to do this bad karma? How many degrees we have developed our selfishness to do this? So the effect also we experience according to the nature of our mind. Now, on the positive side, we do some good karma. How far we have developed our sraddha, our confidence, our faith, our belief, and how far we have developed our kindness and compassion and kindness, how far we have reduced our greed and selfishness to do this. So the good results also we experience according to the nature of our mind. There are three things from the positive side. සෝමනස්ස සහගත ඥාන සම්පයුත්ත අසංඛාරික. First thing, there must be confidence and happiness in our mind if we are going to do some meritorious deeds. Not for the name's sake, not as your duty. That means wholeheartedly. Confidence, happiness, these two must be there in your heart, in your mind, when you are going to do some good deeds. That is the first thing. Jnana sampayutta. You must know why you are going to do this, for what purpose. Be wise. Understanding must be there. You must know the significance why you want to do this. Just to please somebody? If not, just there's no way to escape. If not, you become very popular. If not, in return you get a lot with interest. If not, I want to contribute something for a worthy cause. Because I am going to serve others, I am going to help others in their noble work, or for them to get rid of their sufferings or disturbances. I am doing this to relieve their suffering. This understanding is very important. Third one. This idea of doing this meritorious deed, whether you have created in your mind or somebody else given this idea to you. You know the difference now. Now you create the idea in your mind that you want to give a dana. That is your own. But to create this idea in your mind, you have to reduce so many evil thoughts from your mind. Otherwise you cannot create this. If not, another person come and tell you, we are going to give a dana, do you like to join with us? You contribute, but that is not your own idea. So when you are going to experience a good result, you can see the difference. If it is your own idea, you experience more good results. Because idea was created by you. When you get the idea from another person to do this, reduce few degrees. So first thing, there must be happiness and confidence. Second thing, you must know why you want to do this. Third thing, the idea must be your own. Now then, you experience full result in your good deed. The negative side, also the same. The more you develop cruelty, anger, jealousy, grudge and greed and selfishness to do bad things, you increase so many degrees of your bad karma. Then, the more you maintain blindness in your mind, without using sense of reasoning in your mind, without thinking the consequences, sufferings that you are going to create. If you commit that, again you increase. And the idea of doing that also you own. You are not doing this just because somebody else come and ask you to do. You created the idea in your mind that you want to kill, you want to destroy. See the difference now. Then, certain karmas, we experience the result at any time, as long as we exist in this sansara, cycle of birth and death. Whether in this lifetime or next life or at any time, there is no limited period for that. It depends on the other karmas. When other karmas are very active, very strong, these karmas remain in dormant. When the other karmas are not active, not very heavy, then one of these karmas comes in. Na antalikhe na samuddhamajye na pabbatanam vivaram pavitta. Also in Dhammapada. You cannot escape from the effect of bad karma by hiding somewhere. There is no place for you to go and hide. In the whole universe, there is no place for you to go and hide, to escape. But if you know the technique, the method, how to overcome, you can. The method just now I mentioned. By doing more and more meritorious deeds, by maintaining more and more purity in your mind, these two things. Assume. You go on meditating, reducing your evil forces from the mind, cultivating all the good thoughts. Then the effect of many of those bad karmas also goes down and down, because your mind becomes more energetic, more powerful mental energy. Again, you are going on performing so many meritorious deeds, helping others, assisting others in various ways. All are meritorious deeds. Then you maintain more happiness. You gain more confidence in your life. Again, your mind becomes very strong force. The more you develop your happiness and confidence and hopes in your mind, in good way of life, the bad effect of the karma also goes down. Then you can continue this way of life until you attain your final goal, until you attain arahanthahood, until you attain nirvanic bliss. Then all the bad karmas that remains in the waiting list also disappears. No more, cannot catch you. This is the way how to forgive your own sins, how to overcome your sins, how to escape your sins, but not by worshipping and praying and offering to any god. Another person cannot take away your sins, but you know. Because you are the one who handled with your mind. Another person cannot wash away anything from your mind. Are you happy now? So don't worry. When others come and tell you, our God can come and take away your sin, then you can say, I also can take away my sin. Don't worry about it. Any questions? 5 minutes. It depends on the motive, why you want to do this. We may commit certain bad deeds with good intention, but no selfishness, not for our own benefit, not for our own living, not for us to enjoy, but to help others, to protect others, to save others. Although action is bad, the intention, the motive is good. Then the effect also reduces, because you have not done that with selfishness. If there is no selfishness in your act, you reduce. But there is some sort of bad effect, definitely. Because action is wrong. And if you have done this intentionally, not unintentionally.
There is any more question? No more.